Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Oncology Grand Rounds. We're really excited to have six guests on here today, six expert panelists joining us to talk about PARP inhibitors and the management of four common cancers: breast cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, and prostate cancer. We've got docs, we've got nurses. Imagine us walking down the hall. We're making rounds here today about one of the most exciting developments in clinical oncology. I'm curious, I turn to Joyce O'Shaughnessy, if you could just comment a little bit on sort of how you see how PARP inhibitors have affected the management of patients with breast cancer, and which patients in particular we're going to be focusing on today, Joyce.
Well, of course, the PARP inhibitors are FDA approved and have level one evidence for patients with germline BRCA mutations with metastatic HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer, of course, among ovarian cancer and other cancers as well. But in breast cancer, it's the metastatic HER2 negative germline BRCAs. We had very nice data from ASCO on germline PALB2 mutation patients in the metastatic setting. With 7 of 9 patients benefited, 82% had a response, a germline PALB2. As well as somatic BRCA mutations, 50% response rate with somatic BRCA mutations, metastatic breast cancer. So they're very exciting, but I actually think another really exciting presentation was called the SWOG-1416 trial in metastatic triple-negative breast cancer, not only germline BRCA patients, but also BRCA-like triple-negative breast cancer patients that had a high DNA repair deficiency score or a somatic BRCA mutation. These patients really benefited from the addition of the PARP inhibitor veliparib to chemotherapy. So there's a lot going on, you know, really getting better at finding the patients that will benefit.
And Deb Wright, the ovarian people really been in the middle of this from the beginning, really taking a leadership role. There's a lot, probably more going on in this regard in ovarian cancer. And one of the themes, and Joyce was alluding to it, was, you know, genetic evaluation. And one of the themes of our ONS programs in general has been the use of biomarkers and identifying patients who will benefit from one therapy more than another. Deb, you know, as Joyce was alluding to, when it comes to PARP inhibitors, we're not only looking at mutations in the tumor, but germline mutations that affect all the cells in the body. Any comment about, as you've seen this whole sort of movement move into the ovarian cancer field, how it's affected the care of patients, Deb?
Well, I go back quite a ways in gynecologic oncology research. And when we started testing for BRCA mutation, the germline mutations, this was even before the PARP inhibitors were approved. We also are doing quite a bit of, it's standard of care now to do tumor mutation testing on archival or fresh core biopsies, such as Foundation One testing. That often, if it is done at the time of diagnosis, even at the time of recurrence, you know, you can see changes in somatic mutations or differentiation, not in germline, of course, but it can open up, you know, for future potential treatments, as well as drive frontline choices and options, especially when it comes to clinical trials. That's where you get all your basket studies.
So when we get to each of these four cancers, we're going to talk individually about each cancer in terms of kind of what we're looking for, what we're thinking about in terms of genomic evaluation. Well, that was just like a little bit of a warm up now.